This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We live in a consumer-powered economy, as we have told you, I don't know how many times, talked about it today with Kate and Harwood up in the wrap. One of the big components of that consumption the past couple of years has been home improvement. The money that homeowners have spent on remodeling and repairs has grown year on year for almost a decade now to about $326 billion in the most recent year. That's big business for builders and designers and roofers and paint and hardware stores and, of course, big box retailers like Home Depot. But now one closely watched indicator of that home improvement demand is showing the first decline in a decade. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Amy Wagner started a home staging business in Louisville, Kentucky, almost 12 years ago. Then she added interior design and remodeling just in time for what's been a decade-long upswing in home improvement and repair.
More people are planning to stay in the homes that they've raised their children in, and instead of moving, they have decided to renovate and update the spaces.
By, say, putting in a first-floor master bedroom so they don't have to manage the stairs. Aging in place is one reason for the growth in remodeling. More frequent and severe natural disasters are another. Abby Will is a researcher at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. She says the country's housing stock is also aging.
Homeowners are spending considerably more of their home improvement dollar on replacement activity, you know, roofing, siding, windows, doors, HVAC systems.
But according to Harvard's leading indicator of remodeling activity, that spending is expected to fall by about $1 billion, or a third of a percent, next year. Will says homeowners have been watching the housing market soften, with prices even falling in some areas.
Seeing that, they're feeling a little bit more hesitant about investing in major improvement projects.
There's plenty to be skittish about these days. Frank Notaft is chief economist at CoreLogic.
Some of it coming from the uncertainty around how will the tariffs impact the U.S. economy, and some of it from the global economic environment.
Two factors that could prop up home improvement spending despite the negative forecast. If mortgage interest rates stay low, that could boost home sales and make it cheaper to borrow for big projects. And home equity has reached record levels. Notaft says on average, homeowners have gained $5,000 just in the last year, some of which they could put back into their homes. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.